First, we are a bit concerned about the security situation in Kenya. But secondly, we wish to condemn that attack in strongest terms possible. The reason why we want to condemn that attack is because Kenya is a sovereign state. We have the security apparatus, and we cannot allow terrorists just running around, getting into a church and killing men, women, and children, innocent civilians who have nothing to do with the war that is happening in Somalia. And we think that now more than ever, Kenya needs to enact the terrorism bill. I have heard the concerns that are being raised by our Muslim brothers, but those concerns can be addressed within the bill. There is a new constitution that has been passed that protects the Bill of Rights to those who are arrested. But I think now more than ever, the Kenyan government needs to take the threats of Al-Shabaab more seriously than ever. Because we do not know where they are going to strike out next. And I think that Kenyans are very apprehensive. When people go to churches, when they gather in places to watch football, when they go into bars, they are now no longer free because of these things that are happening. You never know when it is going to happen. I think that time has come for us to deal more harshly and deal more appropriately and thoroughly with issues of terrorism.
Some Kenyans I spoke with expressed concern that the government seemed not to have bolstered security following the threat by Al-Shabaab. Are you satisfied with what the government has done so far, putting measures in place to ensure that Kenyans are protected?
We are not satisfied. Remember, the American embassy issued an alert on the terrorist attack. In fact, 2 days before the terrorist attack happened in Mombasa, the government, through the permanent secretary of security, denied it and said that that was not correct, that the American embassy seems to be undermining the work of the government. Then 2 days later, then there was a terrorist attack. It therefore means that Kenyan security forces are not, Kenyan government is not taking very seriously this information on threat. I think what they should have done is to cooperate with the U.S. embassy when they had this kind of information. We think our government should be more proactive in gathering of intelligence. We think that they should be more proactive in dealing with the issues of terrorism. But you see, now what they do is that they run to the scene, go and find out how the incident occurred. They go to the scene to find out who died and what are the causes. You see, that is not enough. We think that there is a need, and there is goodwill outside the country to help this country fight terrorism. I think they need to take advantage of that. They need to ask for more support. If it is the support that they don't have, they need to ask for it. And the citizens of Kenya are willing and ready to cooperate with the government. But we think that right now they are not doing enough. They wait until an incident occurs is when the people are scampering, going to find out what has happened. And I think that Kenyan citizens think that more needs to be done. In any event, under the Kenyan constitution, it is the responsibility of the government to protect the Kenyan citizen and to ensure that every citizen of Kenya is safe without any problem and the Kenyan citizens are well protected. That is the responsibility of the government, and they cannot run away from it.
Now, so Mr. Mwamu, what do you think Kenyans can do by way of putting, registering their concerns to the government for the government to proactively protect them as their responsibility enshrined in the new constitution?
Well, I think that what the Kenyans can do is to constantly put pressure, one, through their representatives in parliament, through the members of parliament, through the civil society. I think we must now come out more than ever to just sympathize with our brothers and say, oh, this has occurred, and send condolences. We must come out and tell the government now business cannot go on like this. Because the explanations that are being given is that you people be alert, but then the taxpayers are paying tax money for the government to guard them. And then the other thing that I think that although there has been concern about the issue of enactment of terrorism bill, but I think that the terrorism bill now needs to be enacted more than ever. That bill needs to be taken to parliament. There should not be any debate about it. and it should be passed as early as yesterday. And I think that even us from civil society, we are going to be more proactive. The law now allows people to go to court and demand that the government, through proactive measures, protects its citizens. And that is the responsibility why this government was elected and why it is in place. And let me add that any government that fails to protect its people has no responsibility staying in power. If they are not able to protect their people, they should say that we are not able to do it. Let's call for elections and you put in a new government in place that is prepared to protect the people of Kenya.